I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report is up next, and this time, guest reporter Allie Burlow talks with a science researcher about an edible sea creature.
This is a local food story about a food that most people around here either don't know about, and even if they do, they probably wouldn't want to cook or eat it anyway. This is a story about a mollusk, and one of the largest commercial fisheries both in volume and value on Martha's Vineyard, and in and around Buzzards Bay and the Cape. The name of this seafood?
Buccicaudipus canaliculatus.
Could you say that again, please?
Buccicaudipus canaliculatus.
Okay, just one more time.
Conker whelk is much easier.
That's Shelley Edmondson. She's a PhD candidate in zoology and marine biology at the University of New Hampshire. She studies the channeled whelks that live on the bottom of the seafloor under 40 to 60 feet of water around Martha's Vineyard. Conch or whelk, call them what you want, because fishermen and regulators use both words interchangeably.
Conchs are primarily tropical species and are herbivores. Whelks are more cold water species and are predators. So that's basically where they separate.
According to Shelley, in 2013, approximately 2.6 million pounds of shell-on whelks were landed, or caught, in Massachusetts at a value of more than $5.6 million. Shelley explained to me that it's hard to parse out what percent of that whelk comes from the vineyard, but her guess is that at least 30% of the total catch is caught by Martha's Vineyard conch fishermen, and the rest comes from the Cape, Nantucket, Buzzards Bay, and New Bedford fishermen. So here's not only a local food that a lot of people don't eat, but it's also a major part of local fishermen's livelihood because this catch is shipped to China. Yep, China.
You know, I think that their love of gastropods goes back for probably thousands of years. So I think it's probably a relatively new species that they're eating, but in terms of eating snail meat, it's definitely not new.
That may seem crazy, but if we don't eat it and other people want it and are willing to pay for it, who's to say it's crazy? As long as the fishery is managed and whelks aren't fished out. Shelley estimates that there are at least 25 boats that land whelk around here from April to December every year. Whelks are caught in pots with bait that usually includes bits of horseshoe crab. Apparently, whelks love horseshoe crabs. High summer is breeding time in a whelk's world, so the fishery slows down about now, and their egg cases are beautiful. You may find them washed up on the beach. They're known as mermaid's necklaces. So, how do you cook whelk? According to Shelley, once you get your hands on a live one, start by putting on eye protection.
You really want to, although it's barbaric, you want to smash it while it's alive and extract the meat. It's impossible to really pull out the meat unless you smash it. A lot of people say you can steam it as well, and anyone who's recommended that says do that outside because I guess the smell that comes from the organs being steamed is pretty atrocious. But, you know, remove the foot muscle, which is the largest muscle they have, and it's usually a fairly good sized piece of meat.
She shows me her fist to illustrate that size of whelk meat you'll get. Then you'll have to slice off the foot. It's called the operculum. Sauteing whelk in butter and garlic with some wine would seem like the go-to for this, but be forewarned. This can be one chewy snail.
I've made whelk fritters where you sort of pulverize the meat in a blender and then, you know, add breadcrumbs and some chopped peppers and then saute or fry it. And that, you can't really tell the difference between a whelk fritter and a conch fritter, really. You've got that nice chewiness here and there with the bread and then cocktail sauce. So you can't really go wrong with that.
And we are comfortable eating some ugly seafood. Beauty is, after all, in the eye of the beholder, as you're about to eat a steamer or a raw oyster. But whelk's place at our dinner table is mostly nostalgic. Think the 1970s, New York City, Italian restaurants, and a dish called squingili, a pasta dish made with herbs, garlic, tomato sauce, and, of course, conch. Shifting consumer tastes and demands takes time, but maybe this is a start.
We have to also look at the fishermen, and, you know, if we don't have fishermen, we don't have our local fish coming in here. And meat, potatoes, and kale are great, but if you don't have fish, you're sort of missing that key ingredient to your meal.
There are a lot of good reasons for getting us Americans to eat a greater diversity of seafood, namely to take the pressures off popular fisheries like salmon, cod, tuna, and imported shrimp. Hopefully, though, it will be here for us to catch and eat when we want it or if we need it. Because who knows? someday whelk may become the new lobster. For WCAI's Local Food Report, this is Allie Burlow.
You can learn more about whelk, get a recipe for that skonjili, and see Shelley Edmondson's underwater conch cam all at our website, capeandislands.org. Allie Burlow is the co-publisher of Edible Vineyard and the author of The Food Activist Handbook, available at bookstores and online everywhere. This local food report is edited by me and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicki Merrick. Thanks for listening.